praying through. It's just one factor in prayer. And we will start in 1 John chapter 5. Father in heaven, let your word come forth in a manner that opens up understanding and ministers to the hearer in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Verses 14 and 15, 1 John 5, 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have. In a world where people are in agony, they're in depression, they're in the valley of decision, many times there's many things that we don't know which way to go. For the believer that will pay the price, that will pray through, this is the confidence that we have in God. That if, everybody say if, 1,595 ifs in the King James translation of the Bible, which leads us to understand something about God. He is stipulatory. He will do things if you will do certain things. He will withhold if you withhold. He will answer prayer if you pay the price, and it's something so powerful. What if the next things, 10 things that you prayed about, you got a quick answer? Wouldn't that be awesome? I'm telling you that you can. You can. You can. That if we ask anything according to God's will, he hears us. Now, we're talking, this letter was written to God's children, believers, the church. You can see that in chapter 1. So when the believers, when God's children pray according to his will, the first thing that happens is he hears you. Now I don't think that the plan of God is the fast food restaurant. We'd like it to be. Have it your way, and we want it right now. But that's not the way. Sometimes, for many, many reasons. Listen here. Daniel was praying. He had seen a vision that troubled him. One, the archangel, when he finally got to him 21 days later, there was a fast for 21 days, said this, Daniel, prophet, God heard you the moment you prayed. But the prince of the power of the air, the prince of Persia, the word says that Satan hovers over the second heaven. He's called in Ephesians 2 the prince of the power of the air. Jesus called him the God of this world, small g, taken illegally, holding God's people, beginning with Adam and Eve, enticing murder and mayhem. But God heard you from the first day. Now here's a man that's so significant that he is in the Word of God as an extreme prophet. And he wrote this account down, and he said, and then the angel of Israel, the archangel Michael, came and helped me. And through the power of prayer, did you know that prayer fuels angels? It fuels angels. Help me, and I'm here today to tell you just what it was. And part of what that angel told Daniel was this, that in the end times, now I believe we're in the end times. How about you? In the end times, the people that know their God will be strong and do mighty deeds. Let the weak say, I am strong. We have to get a hold of ourselves and make and say what God says about us and make declarations. God made a declaration and said, let there be light, and there was light. Let there be this, let there be that. That's how you are designed to operate. Satan, leave my family alone. I was telling someone today, when our oldest daughter was a baby in that little white bassinet, 1809 Clarence Drive. I don't know if you remember that day, Mill. And she had a high fever, and she was an infant. And the Lord told me, like he told my sister Heidi was dead. And he said, you put your hand on her and call her back from the dead. And that happened. But I remember with Casey, he said, you put your hand on her and begin to pray. And I put my hand on Casey in that bassinet. And as soon as I began to pray, all I can tell you is that fever went up this arm and out my body. Your enemy is not something, it's someone. It's the spirit of sickness, the spirit of lust, the spirit of pornography, the spirit of fear. And we have to address these things and let the spirit world know where we stand every day of our life. I start by saying the last words of Christ on the cross. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. If it's best for your kingdom that I leave this day, thy will be done. If it's best that I live another 40, 50 years, thy will be done. I just want, and furthermore, Lord, I'm just the piece of clay that you saved. And you are the potter. And you have a right to do anything with me. Hear me now, girl. Give me your hand. You have a right to do anything with me that you want to. Can you feel that? Is that personal? Yes. He has a right. He has a right. He has a right. He has a right. You were bought with a price. It cost you something. What did it cost you? The rest of your life. Everything you have. It now belongs to God. He has a right. He has a right, doesn't he? He has a right. Amen. Amen. And that's how I start my days. I never eat anything without praying first. I will not. Now, don't get mad at me if this isn't you. I will not walk over or park in a handicap. I'm going to be strong until the day I die. What is that? That's what I believe in my heart. I believed, therefore I have spoken. Now, having said those things, I'm here to encourage you and incite action in you in a sense, a direction, the right direction to go. So we've read verse 14. If we ask anything according to God's will, he hears us. Now that's just for the children, because there are people on judgment day. Most of the people on this earth, Jesus said, straight is the gate, narrow the way, few there be that find it that leads to eternal life, that he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. Now, nobody wants to hear that on judgment day. What a frightening thing when people wake up in the new life. If I ask anything according to God's will, he hears me. And if, again, 1,595 in the King James, if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask. Everybody say, whatever I ask, whatsoever we ask, we know. Say, I know. Say, Heavenly Father, help me to come to a place that I know about you, that I know about my salvation, that I can move in confidence like a child of God should. Amen. You guys didn't get that last part. That was you. Like a child of God should. Amen. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. You know, there's a place when you pray through, sometimes you just have to pray one time that you know. You just know it's done. It's a done deal. You've asked for it and you know. Now, what do you do if you don't have that sense and you keep on praying? There's nothing wrong with praying the same thing again. Jesus in the garden prayed three times, and we'll get to that. In fact, he prayed until he prayed through. How many of you have heard the expression, pray through? Pray through. When I'm up here leading praise and worship and I say these altars are open, it's an opportunity for you to pray through on some things. When our pastors, Pastor Jeremy and Pastor Kelly, when they say the altars are open or let's respond, that's an opportunity for you. Sometimes we just need to pray through. But these are some things that I just read that you can know for sure. When we're in a heated battle, see, when it's our battle, when it's our trial, sometimes we come weary. There's nothing wrong with that either. Jesus became weary. Jesus prayed and prayed, and an angel appeared to him to strengthen him and help him to pray more earnestly. Everybody say, more earnestly. See, sometimes this, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. By the way, Lord, I'm pulling out my list. And we've got a list that starts here and it goes to the floor. I want this, 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 and this. Now, I believe in the prayer of petition. But the Word says in the New Testament, He knows what we need before we ask. Before we ask. But it also says in the book of James chapter 4, we have not because we ask not. And in fact, we spend lonely days and lonely nights fretting over it. We have not because we ask not. And then also, next verse down says, you ask and you don't receive because you pray incorrectly. You want something for the wrong reason, or you want the wrong thing. So you should pray before you pray. You should seek God. What do you want? Who do you want me to be with? Where do you want me to go to church? What do you want me to do with the rest of my life? What type of work do you want me to do? What kind of friends do you want me to have? Lord, bring them. Help me to embrace your will for my life. Help me to just embrace it and have it. We're sharing a message tonight, finding the will of God for your life. Sometimes you have to pray through. Next place, and this is in the middle already, turn to Matthew chapter 6, and I'm going to read 9 and 10. Thank you for being so attentive. Thank you for drinking in this word. Father, help my brothers and sisters to get everything good out of this word tonight. And everyone said amen. And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, after this manner, now he said this in another place, the disciples said, you know, Jesus, John the Baptist is teaching his disciples how to pray. Teach us to pray like John the Baptist taught his disciples to pray. He said, all right, this prayer is the everyday prayer for God's people, for God's children. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, verse 10, your kingdom come, your will be done. Your will be done. Now, listen to me. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, we have the right and the responsibility to pray like it is in heaven. Well, I don't know what to pray for my loved one. They're sick. Well, here's the thing. Is there sick people in heaven? No way, Jose. And Bill and Fred and everybody else. No, there is no sick people in heaven. There is no confusion in heaven. There is no anxiety in heaven. There is no depression in heaven. There is no spirit of fear in heaven. And we're told in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 19, I will give you the keys. I don't even have the keys anymore. You have them. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of God. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Now, I've been a student of prayer since 1971, when I got saved. I've been saved 50 years. Don't get too excited about me. I did most of my sinning after I got saved. I said I did most of my sinning after I got saved. And so did you, probably. I was 19 when I got saved. And I found that not only did I have a Savior, I had a forgiver that knew I wasn't perfect, but that was working perfection in my life, making me strong, making me part of his family. I always wanted a dad. And he became my dad. The only dad I really, you know. But let's think about that. I didn't write this prayer. Jesus spoke it forth as the everyday prayer for children of God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. See, it's your kingdom. Let me say this first, two ways. What God has joined together, let no man separate. Now let me say it with emphasis. What God has joined together. See, not what you. See, we've got a church full all over a world of people. God didn't put them together, but God's done the best thing with them that he could. And we have a few people out of there. God put them together. Now, don't get divorced if you don't feel it, because God wants you to work it out. Remember the Beatles song, "We Can Work It Out"? Life is very short, and there, if you know what, sing it with no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. So stop that fussing and fighting. I have always felt that it's a crime. Oh, well, we won't sing the rest of it because we can sing secular music later. But I want you to get this thought out of God's word. When in doubt, think about heaven. Think about the thing you're praying about. Did you know that God has answered every kind of prayer, every type of prayer on this earth? And that God will help you. God wants to help you. But his hands are tied. He can only help you if you know the word and you pray the word. If you know the word and you speak the word. If you're mambly-mouthed and you don't know. Let me tell you, the last place that you want to not know something is when it comes to your life and your family's life. How's recovery doing? Are you recovered? Are you recovered?
Recovered?
Recovered.
I'm recovering.
Yeah. How long has it been?
How long? It's almost been 3 months.
You feel like you had some help?
Yes.
From God?
Yes.
One of the best workers I've ever seen. Man, Walmart Distribution used to find out about that. That girl will work. My Lord. And she's got joy in her heart. She's had a change. She's working a change in her life. I consider Dwayne one of my sons. He's got peace like I've never seen. I'm so proud of him. Is God still good, son? How many months has it been now since you've been with the Lord? Maybe 3 or 4 months?
I've been there
longer than that. The next time you're wondering how to pray, now sometimes you have to be specific. Do I go here or do I go there? Do I hook up with this person or I tell them sayonara? And so many other personal things in your life. But think about thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because there ain't no confusion on these things. You know what? How many of you have at least one thing you'd like to hear from God about? Okay, the rest of you, you're not telling the truth. Can I tell you something? Heaven is full of your answer. You have been through a terrible trial. I think day by day it's working out, isn't it? Some days are better than others. You know, the loss of somebody that you really loved, to everything there's a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. And there's a time to mourn and to grieve. How long is that? However long you and God work that out. And so, praise God. Last place tonight, let's turn to Mark chapter 14. And I'm going to close there. Mark chapter 14. We're learning how to pray through. Say, Father in heaven, teach me how to pray through. In Mark chapter 14 and verse 32, and they, this is Jesus and his disciples, they came to this place the night he was betrayed and given over to the high priest, to Herod, to Pilate, and he was crucified the next morning. And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And Jesus said to his disciples, sit ye here while I shall pray. And he took Peter and James and John with him, and he began to be sore amazed and very heavy. That's having a burden on your heart. Have you ever had a burden on your heart? Have you ever had a burden? What you have to learn to do is pray it through and not drop it. Think, well, it's just, no, you have to pray it through. Verse 34, and said unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. Wait right here. And then he went a little farther forward a little and fell on the ground. He fell on the ground and he prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. He did not 100, I mean, he prayed it through. You know, when you pray things through all the way, you get a different frame of mind. You can go forward with some things. Verse 36, and this is what he said, Abba, Father. Abba is a term of endearment. It's like saying dad or daddy. Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, everybody say nevertheless. Not what I will, but what you will be done. Sometimes there are things that are ordained by God that we need to go through that we're not going to like. Why is that? I don't know all the reasons. I'm just the soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Verse 37, and he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and he said unto them, Simon, you're sleeping? Couldn't you just watch and pray 1 hour? What was the last time you prayed for an hour? And when was the last time you had something terrible happen to you and you wasted that hour worrying instead of praying the word of God, the promise? Verse 38, watch ye and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit truly is willing, but the flesh is weak. It's your flesh that doesn't want to pay the price for some things that you need to know that only God can tell you and only praying through will do. Verse 39, and again he went away and prayed and spoke the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. Neither wist they what to answer him. And he came the third time and said unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. It is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up and let's go. He that betrayed me is at hand. My point in this is this. Jesus prayed through. He prayed 3 times. I've heard a doctor that says you can only pray one time. I don't see any scriptural basis that you can only pray 1 time. Pray through. The bigger the significance, the bigger and longer and better the prayer. Pray, pray. Do the homework. Do what it takes to get an answer. I promise you, you will. Because if you're a child of God, how many people in here are children of God? Can I see your hands? If you're a child of God and you meet the price, you pay the price, he's going to hear you. And if he hears you, and you, that means he's going to listen. You prayed the will of God, you will get your answer. Does anybody have anything? We're closing right now. Anything significant right now, and you just need an answer from God, stand up if that's you. All right then. We're all doing pretty good. I have no problem with that. While I'm praying, if you can think of something, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray right now. We pray for Brenda. Help her, Lord, to get the answers and the direction and the release that she needs. Help Brenda. Help Mike. Help those that you're dealing with, Father. Help them. Lord, we're just your children. On the other hand, we are your children. Lord, I need some answers right now. Me and my family does. So thank you, God, because I believe in these people that are standing up. And I believe that you're going to make it very clear what you want them to do. Everyone said amen. God bless you and thank you so much. We're going to move right into